Off the Ball, GAA.
David Clifford is obviously on a different planet. Like, I actually think it's ridiculous that me and him both won the same award. Like, it's ridiculous. he's on a different level.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from legendary midfielder Luka Modric as he starts life with his new club AC Milan in Dublin this weekend. We look ahead to tonight's Champions League action with clubs from Sweden and Denmark set to go head-to-head. And if there's a club that can break the dominance of Celtic and Rangers in Scotland, could this year be the year? But first today, and a look back at yesterday's domestic action, Dundalk got their biggest home win of the season against Longford Town at Oriel Park to maintain their 6-point lead at the top of the SSC or Tricity First Division. Dean Ebb scored a goal in each half of their 4-1 win. Owen Kenny and Declan McDade got the other goals for Kieran Culduff's side, who picked up 2 wins from 2 over the bank holiday weekend. Cove Ramblers stayed in touch with a 4-0 win over Wexford at St Colman's Park. The game was done and dusted at half-time, thanks to goals from Shane Griffin, Keane Coleman and Keane Murphy. Keane Curtis scored in the 98th minute to earn Bray Wanderers a 2-2 draw away to Finn Harps. Bray were 2-0 down in the game. The result leaves them 8 points off top spot. Ewan Lee scored 6 minutes from time to earn Kerry a 1-1 draw away to Treaty United. And Athlone Town remain rooted to the bottom of the table after their 2-1 loss at home to UCD. Tonight in the Women's Premier Division, Bohemians could move up to 6th place if they win away to Waterford. That game starts at 7:45. RB Leipzig have received an improved offer from Newcastle to sign Benjamin Šeško. Newcastle have upped their offer from €75 million to €80 million for the 22-year-old, who's also wanted by Manchester United. However, there's been no formal offer yet from Old Trafford, and it's still unclear if they'll match Newcastle's bid. The Slovenia international's preference of club will be a factor, but Leipzig have no intention of settling for anything less than the fee that they want. Meanwhile, reports in Italy claim that United were offered the chance to sign Dusan Vlahovic from Juventus, but their focus is firmly on Šeško. Ruben Amorim's side have returned from the US, where they won the Premier League Summer Series after a 2-2 draw with Everton at the weekend. After that match, captain Bruno Fernandes called for more signings, even though the club have already brought in Mateus Cunha and Brian Mbeumo for big money. And on Tuesday's Off the Ball breakfast, The Athletic's Mark Critchley explained how United can still manage to fund mega transfers.
This is become a bit of a pattern with United, I think, over the last few summers, in that you go into, I wouldn't say pleading poverty, but there's a sense that they'll need to be balanced and that they'll need to be restrained within the spending. And then circumstances change and things get a bit desperate, and suddenly you're seeing 70, 80 million pound bids for players that have come out of nowhere, essentially. We're not at that stage yet with Šeško, but that has been a pattern over the last few summers. I think what people need to remember is slightly technical for what, like 9:20 on a Tuesday morning, but United essentially have this, it's called a revolving credit facility. It's a credit card, and it gives them up to $300 million that they can borrow at any time to essentially fund, if they're short of cash, that they can fund in the transfer market. Now, they had $140 million worth of capacity at this point that they can dip into if they need cash quick. I don't know whether they've done that yet. I don't know if they've done that this summer. I just know that that was the case at the end of March, as to where it stood, $140 million. That has always been there for them to dip into if they needed to at any point this summer. And that is why I've always been a little bit reticent to say, well, now they have to sell to buy, because they've always had that capacity. They've always had that ability. Now, whether they do that or not, what I do think is true is that because they've dipped into that credit facility over the last few years as well, because you've seen the amount of waste that's gone on recruitment, the amount of money that's been spent, they have to be balanced. They have to be a little bit more disciplined and a little bit more restrained than they have been in the past. And so even if in the next few days or the next few weeks we're talking about them bringing in Benjamin Šeško for €80 million or whatever it is, I think that would still then need to be balanced out by sales later in this window. Or if it's not, they're back in a situation where they've added more debt onto the club, the club isn't generating cash in the way that it used to, and that becomes more of a problem for summers further down the line. I'm reticent to say it because like, I keep saying there's going to be a problem that, you know, you need to fix this soon, and then they just keep spending money. But this is the reality they have to deal with at some point. But for now, it seems like they can just keep doing it. But they will have to balance their books at some point.
And if you want to hear more conversations like that, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or on YouTube. And to get absolutely everything on demand, why not become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join.
What's going on through your mind right now?
As flies to wanton boys, we are for the gods. They kill us for the sport. Soon the science will not only be able to slow down the aging of the cells, soon the science will fix the cells to the state. And so we will become eternal. Only accidents, crimes, wars will still kill us. But unfortunately, crimes and wars will multiply. I love football.
Brazil winger Rodrigo wants to stay at Real Madrid amid interest from Tottenham, Arsenal and Liverpool, but it looks like his Brazilian teammate Endrick is on his way out of the Bernabeu for a season at least. The 19-year-old was on the verge of joining Real Sociedad on loan before the Club World Cup, but injury scuppered that move. A more likely destination now seems to be Serie A. And that's exactly where Luka Modric has gone. He was finally unveiled as an AC Milan player yesterday, and he has his sights on playing for Croatia at next year's World Cup. His move to the Italian giants ends an illustrious spell with Real Madrid, where he won 28 major trophies. The former Tottenham midfielder will be 40 when the World Cup is held in the USA, Canada and Mexico next year, but he hasn't got any plans to retire just yet.
I don't look that much in the future. I like to stay in the present and be in the moment and do things right now, not to think what's going to happen in I don't know, 10 months or 1 year.
Milan will be in Dublin this Saturday to take on Leeds in a pre-season friendly at Lansdowne Road. Hearts are top of the Scottish Premiership after the opening weekend's action. They were 2-0 winners against Aberdeen at Tynecastle last night. Their new investor, Tony Bloom, who's also the majority owner of Brighton, believes the club should be aiming to at least finish second in the league this season. He says his ambition is to help the club become title challengers.
I'd been thinking about investing in a Scottish club for a little while, and I started doing a bit of homework on the history and the fan base and the passion. And being in Edinburgh is also a big pull as well, and I really think that Hearts are going to start doing something special.
There are 4 matches tonight in the 3rd qualifying round of the Champions League. Russell Martin will be hoping for a big improvement from his Rangers side after Saturday's 1-1 draw with Motherwell in their first league game. Rangers take on Czech side Victoria Plzeňa at Ibrox. Martin didn't hold back after last Saturday, criticising the attitude of some players, and he called for greater unity and intensity. Martin has stressed the importance of hard work and the right mentality in the first leg of their Champions League qualifier.
As a footballer, you work so hard to get to somewhere like this. To play at a club like this, you have to have a level of talent and the level of resilience to find your way here. But then when you get here, you can't take your foot off the gas. The demands here are huge, but the level of attitude and effort has to be there all the time.
That's where tonight Malmo hosts Copenhagen in what could be described as a derby match. The two cities are less than an hour away by road or rail and are connected by an 8-kilometre long bridge. Malmo and Copenhagen, winners of 6 of the last 10 titles in their respective domestic leagues, are meeting for the first time since 2019 when the Swedes beat Copenhagen away from home in the Europa League. Dynamo Kiev hosts Cypriot side Pavos FC, and Karabag, the team that beat Shelburne, will play Skendia of North Macedonia. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
You know, because I've never made excuses since I've been here, and We've had so many draws, and the run's still not really on paper a bad run if you had wins in it, but we haven't had wins.
If my granny had balls, she'd be my granddad.
Everyone said they wanted the truth. I told them the truth, and then don't want the truth. What do you want me to tell you? I've tried to be honest with you. You keep asking me, and I keep reflecting on the truth that I've told you.
Of course you did, but there's the truth and the truth.
If you could have one superpower, Sean, what would it be?
To win more football matches.
In case you missed this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, we had this.
You know, everyone's like, let's go to South Africa. The South African tour was the worst tour, the worst games of international rugby I think I've ever seen. The way that both management teams, the off-field teams, conducted themselves, was disgraceful.
And we also had this.
I love the clip of Niamh Heatherton's second goal, where Cara Leroux gets the ball and she takes a step into Katie New, who takes the tackle. That's what Carla did was technically, by the rule book, a foul. But it wasn't, and that's how the game was played. Nobody's talking about it. It's not front page news that Meath were robbed, that Dublin got a goal that should have been disallowed.
Catch up now elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning when Off the Ball Breakfast is live from 7:30 on your OTB social channels.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.